Time now for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Miller Man. It's great to be back at my home course. This is the house that Hogan built, is what they call this place.
No, they've never called it that.
And then they renamed
it. But Jordan Spieth, Andrew McGee, Scott Verplank, Brian Watts,
Gordo,
Scott DiCerano,
endured.
All pro players got their start here at Brookhaven Country Club.
And so did I. Don't forget me.
You did not?
This is where I carted my first 61.
Gordon Keith.
On the front nine of the Prez.
And I also carted a back nine here. So
impressive.
It's pretty good. This course sets up well for me because of
Three of them.
The dog leg.
There's three of them, and there's a lot of dog legs.
The dog leg has a great, great little sand water hazard.
Okay, you're officially out of your depth.
Oh, no, I know a lot more about
deep water here.
I know a lot more about golf. I was putting off the sixth tee, I think it was,
You may have been.
And it was they called it a par five, but I went ahead and did a par four.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's also called a birdie.
I shot a par four on the par five here.
And you putted off the tee box. You must have had three amazing shots after that.
I sure did. And then I remember when I made the turn on three.
So frustrating. After such a beautiful moment for golf yesterday, we have to listen to that.
What happened in golf?
Golf talk.
What happened in golf?
Did you watch any of the Masters?
No. Are you kidding me? Sometimes I refuse to watch it. I Tebow it.
Well, sometimes you do weird sports things, and I thought you might have watched it.
Tebow. That's 30 years ago is when Tebow came out.
Yeah.
People were using. Yeah, you're right, Craig. I do have odd sports watching from time to time. But I guess it was a pretty historic one, right? I mean, it was a pretty good one. People seemed entertained on social media.
Yeah, no one in the history until Rory yesterday.
Did he, at his champions dinner, say, top of the morning to you and all
yes,
that?
Yes, he did. Well, that'll be next year, but yeah.
And how was the butler's cabin? Was it as awkward as always?
It's horrible.
Terrible. We're going to talk about it at 7:35. It's the best and worst sports television of the year.
They've got to stop bringing the defending champ in there for the whole time.
It's awful.
Just let him come on at the end and present the jacket.
Why?
Or Scottie Scheffler.
Is it because Augusta National has such power that they insist that this is part of the program?
Yeah. Yes, because CBS is on a year-to-year deal. So Augusta National holds it over. Nance and CBS do what we want, or we might give it to NBC next year.
Yeah. Jeez.
Giant make sure pitch. You say patrons and make sure you do all that stuff, which is I'm starting to lean towards your side, Gordo, where she's like, hey, enough already. Just call it the gallery and it's fine. We're all not going to vaporize because someone says, hey, look at the fans behind the 18th green.
But it's all that obnoxiousness is what makes it the...
Yeah, it's very unique. It's a very unique place.
It becomes talking points, the fact that they do all this ridiculous, anachronistic, idiosyncratic stuff.
It's given rich white men a chance to flex for decades now. So
I don't understand how no one has been able to challenge the Masters for an elite tournament. I mean, there's better golf clubs, aren't there? I mean, or at least equivalent.
I don't know. No. I don't know if blade of grass for blade of grass, if there's a better course in the world than Augusta National. Yeah, it's amazing. Didn't you think so when you...
I mean, I thought it was beautiful, but I just assume that there are lots of really, really beautiful courses.
There are,
but nothing quite like that.
Nothing with this history.
And yeah, I mean, the Open, or the British Open, as we used to call it, the U.S. Open, they all have their charm and their history, but the Masters is its own thing. It's like Craig Rosengarten said, it's the only, I can't remember how he phrased it, but the only major that we get to watch the same course every year, or something like that, something along those lines.
It just seems like somebody would have come along, maybe live, dump a bunch of money into something and make the new Masters.
Well, it's hard to just make tradition, though. I mean, it's hard.
I know. You got to throw a lot of money at it, and you got to have some kind of
big
splash.
You got to have time, too, to kind of curate it and all that.
But if anybody established a credible alternative, Is there anybody who's sick of the Masters enough? Like,
no, the golfers love it. It's the one.
Still,
it's the one they all want to win.
They're not under restrictions like everybody else is with patrons and all that. They don't have a bunch of ridiculous rules for the players.
It doesn't behoove you to say something bad about Augusta, but yeah, the players love it. And now, you know, golf fans have their own. Like, my favorite's the U.S. Open because the stuffiness of Augusta does get to me from time to time. And after about 4 days of hearing every announcer either on satellite radio or TV just fall all over themselves to say patrons, it's just okay.
But
Keep turning on them.
I love it.
But you heard what Rory said afterwards in his press conference. He said, "This is the greatest golf tournament in the world." And I come from a place where I'm probably going to catch some grief for saying that because Ireland is hosting, or Northern Ireland's hosting the Open this year.
That's one of the places I'm playing.
Yeah, that's right.
And on your tour.
Yeah.
And the, you know, over there, the British Open is the tournament. And for Rory to say, no, the Masters is the greatest tournament in the world, they all feel that way. Every golfer wants that green jacket. A lot of it has to do with the club, the piece of clothing that you get, the mystique. There's just so much that is rolled into the Masters that isn't rolled into these other tournaments, not the least of which playing the same course every year.
The green jacket. Oh, God. And what's the story with it? Can you wear it whenever you want to?
No.
Like, do you...
No.
Oh, jeez.
No. Don't you dare.
Why? You green. Gave it to me. I want it.
No.
It stays there in your locker.
You keep it there. You can only wear it on the grounds.
But... why would you want to wear it on the green? You don't want to play in the green jacket, do you?
No.
Okay.
You just want to hear it while you're enjoying a glass of the Calling.
Oh, gosh.
The Men's Grill.
Some P1 had a great thought. He said that, you know, on Jim Nance's last year, I think he announced it, he's going to retire in 10 years or something. Nance's last year, is there any doubt that Fred Ridley is going to put a green jacket on Jim Nance's shoulders in Butler Cabin?
I hadn't thought about that.
Make
but
him
yeah,
an honorary member.
Right. Yeah.
They can do that?
They can do whatever they want.
I figure they're so stuffy, yeah, they would never give someone a jacket who did not earn it.
Well, if Jim's been kissing their ass so hard for so long that they will give him a green jacket.
He's done a lot of kissing for that green jacket.
And he'll drop to his knees like Rory did yesterday.
If it'll raise their profile, they'll do it. And giving Jim that jacket, his last Masters, would do that.
You think that would be the most meaningful thing to Jim Nance ever?
Oh,
yes.
My God.
He would die on the spot.
Yeah.
He got a green jacket. Who cares? Go buy one at Penny's.
Not the same.
It's not the same.
It is, too. I guarantee you, they source them from China. There's no big mystique to it.
Not anymore. They're not sourcing them from China.
Do they get
too costly?
That's right.
Is there some lore about how they've used the same tailor for 78 years that makes every one of them by hand?
Yeah, they're...
And each thread is made from an angel's hair. Vomit. And you guys support that. You need to quit tuning into the Masters because you support that kind of snobbery.
No, I just love great golf.
You're empowering
it. It is great golf.
We got unbelievable sports drama yesterday.
Yeah.
It was the best sports moment of the year so far.
If you would have watched it, you would have loved it.
What was so great about it? He was favored. He's already won the other three.
It was a wild ride, though.
It was a big doubt. Could he do it? He had done it.
I knew he was going to do it the whole time.
It's been 10 years since he won a major.
He kept shooting himself in the foot, and others were coming into the mix, and it was just a wild Sunday. It was awesome.
All right, how much would it cost to become a member of Augusta National? A year.
Well, you got to be invited. That's the biggest thing, is to be invited.
Yeah.
So I got invited to Gmail when it first came out.
You can't just go there, give them a ton of money, and be a member.
You can't?
No.
Oh, I mean, I know you have to fill out an application, but I can do that.
No.
Okay, so let's say that you're invited.
Yeah.
Is there some kind of fee that you pay up front?
I'm sure the initiation fee is
astronomical.
Yeah, well into six figures.
So that's six figures, and then each year, how much do you estimate it costs?
I don't know.
Dallas National and...
In that six figure.
What are the others? Vaquero and...
Yeah. Those are the top
price ones.
Brook Hollow.
Those are about $250,000 or $300,000 to get into.
For initiation.
Yeah. Okay. And then your monthlies are like $2,000 or $3,000.
Yeah.
something crazy. Maybe 1,500.
So how much does that equal?
Well, that's a lot. But if that's what Dallas National is, what is Augusta National?
I don't know.
They keep it secret, so you don't know.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, another little bit of intrigue.
Yeah.
They don't even tell
it's pretty cultish. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
And didn't they, like, not let in women and minorities for a long time?
That's
Tiger.
Yeah, until Tiger.
Tiger wasn't the first black guy to be a member, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he might have been.
He may have been.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? That's one good thing that all of this attention to this tournament does is it's gotten them to loosen up, and they now allow minorities. And Condoleezza Rice is a member there. And so they have come out of the dark ages, at least, and, you know, modernize things a little bit. But they still hang on to as much tradition as they can.
So if a member invites me to play, could I play Augusta National?
That's the only way you can get on. And I know some guys who have had that invitation before.
I don't know that they would allow him to play.
Yeah,
really don't.
I think that would be the greatest.
Mr. Keith, we'd like to listen to this audio along with us here of you talking about our club. I
just meant from a guy who's not a good golfer. Will they let hacks? No offense.
Will they
let hacks
out there? I try very hard to play
good
golf.
Chomping up the course, tearing up the greens. I don't think they'd let him play.
Mr. Keith, you're 6 holes of golf before you quit on your own accord, caused over $12,000 worth of damage.
Because he'd pull out a putter on the tee box.
Yeah, and read as they're going up the fairway. Not even look at the beautiful surroundings.
They don't insist on 90-degree rule, do they, with the carts?
Oh,
I can drive the cart across.
No, there's no carts. You'd have to walk.
What?
Yeah.
Can I bring my own cart? Would they let me do that?
No.
And I got a golf cart.
Okay, DJ, thank you.
Gordo at Augusta.
That would be
if you're a
great
member. Invite Gordo to play. No, don't invite Gordo. No, no.
Would it piss you off that I played Augusta and you did not?
I would never talk to you again.
Oh, my gosh.
I would not. Okay.
All right, Gordo. Thank you.